There's significant evidence that diets high in red meat and fatty foods increase the risk of colon cancer. New research finds this type of diet may also increase the risk of recurrence of colon cancer. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the study in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Researchers from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston analyzed the diets of over 1,000 patients with stage 3 colon cancer, meaning the cancer had spread to nearby lymph nodes. The patients had surgery to remove the cancer, followed by chemotherapy. Oncologist Jeffrey Meyerhart asked patients about their diet during and after 6 months of chemotherapy.
We look at a whole variety of fruits. Apples, oranges, grapefruits, vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots. We ask about multiple different type of meats, including processed foods like cold cuts to chicken and turkey and fish, what type of oils one uses, what type of supplements people add to their coffee, and then a whole variety of desserts.
Meyerhart says the critical question was exactly how much high-fat, sugary foods did people eat.
For example, in terms of ice cream, one serving of ice cream, half a cup. You never have it once a month, 1 to 3 times per month, once a week, etc. So once a day or 2 or more times per day.
Once patients are diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, even if they follow recommended treatment, surgery to remove the cancer followed by chemotherapy, after 5 years, about 30% can be expected to have a recurrence of cancer. And in this study, Meyerhart found that indeed did happen. But he found another very dramatic result. Compared to patients who ate relatively little fat, meat, and sugar, patients who consumed high-fat, high-sugar diets were 3.5 times more likely to see a recurrence of cancer.
People who had 5 to 7 servings of red meat per week had 1 to 2 desserts daily that were considered sugary desserts. People who had consistently 1 to 2 servings of high-fat foods per day clearly puts you in a higher Western pattern diet.
Scientists know that high-fat, high-sugar diets increase cardiovascular risk. Meyerhart says it makes sense they could also increase colon cancer risk.
Extra fat and sugar may increase your insulin levels and also affect these things called insulin-like growth factors. And if there's more of that circulating around a colon cancer cell, that'll help a cell grow, divide, and spread.
These hormonal changes might also interfere with cancer treatment. Dr. Stephen Foreman is an oncologist at the City of Hope Cancer Center. Foreman says the changes the body undergoes when it's processing these foods will have to be studied.
What impact does that have, A, on the growth of the cancer itself, and B, on the way the drugs affect that cancer? Could it be that we are undermining our therapies by the diet that we maintain? And I think that's the important question that this study raises.
The link between cancer and diet is not entirely clear. But one thing is, people undergoing these very difficult treatments need to maintain a healthy diet. Patty Naiman, NPR News.